Chapter 28, Chris. He lay under the covers watching TV. Breaking news from Atascadero, California. The anchor announced to open the 11 o'clock news. This can't be it. Not with the stone face on this newsman. This is not about Trevor. Trevor McKinney, the boy who met with the President of the United States earlier today, has been hospitalized tonight in Atascadero, not far from his family's home. Witnesses say the boy suffered a single stab wound as he tried to intervene in a mugging on the street outside a restaurant. A hospital spokesperson reports that Trevor was admitted in critical condition and is undergoing emergency surgery. No further word on his condition is available at this time. Chris sat straight up in bed. President Clinton tonight expressed deep concern for Trevor's condition. The president has issued the following statement, quote, "It seems unimaginably sad that a boy who was just honored for his good deeds and his dedication to promoting kindness should be targeted in a senseless act of violence. My heart goes out to Trevor and his family, and my family will say a prayer tonight for his speedy recovery. We hope the rest of America will join us in a prayer for Trevor's well-being." The screen filled with the tape of Trevor's earlier meeting with the president. Chris blinked at it, feeling empty. He rolled out of bed, looked for the cordless phone, finally located it in the living room. He punched long-distance information, 805 area code, asked for a listing for hospitals closest to the Atascadero area. He hit it on the first try. The admission desk said yes, Trevor was there. He was in surgery. The woman punched his information up on the computer. "He's listed as critical." "That's all you can tell me?" "For the present time, yes, I'm sorry. We're getting a lot of calls about him." "Where's his mother? Arlene McKinney. She must be there, right?" "I'm sorry, sir, I couldn't say. Could you page her for me?" A pause, an audible sigh. He heard a click onto hold. He bit the inside of his lip and waited. Then a voice on the line. "Yeah, who is this?" "Arlene, it's Chris, Arlene. Chris Chandler." "Oh, Chris." Her voice sounded tight and rough. "What happened, Arlene?" "Oh, Chris, I don't know. It all happened so fast. He got stabbed. He saw some guys getting beat up. He tried to mix in." "Is he gonna be okay?"
"They won't tell us, Chris."
Her voice dissolved into sobs.
"He's been in surgery for over 2 hours. They just won't tell us a thing. They say we'll know when they do. I gotta go, Chris."
The dial tone rang in his ear. He clicked the off button on his phone. Arlene's front lawn had become a sea of cameras and news teams by the time Chris arrived. He had to park in her driveway behind the Dodge Dart. All the street parking had been taken by television news crew vans. He cut sideways across her front grass.
"She's not talking to anyone,"
a female anchor with stiff, perfect blonde hair told him as he stepped onto the front porch. He rapped hard on the front door.
"Arlene, it's me, Chris."
The door peeked open and Reuben drew him inside by one elbow. Arlene lay on the couch on her side, a glass of water and a box of Kleenex close by.
"I wish they'd go away," she said.
"Can you make them go away, Chris?" He sat down on the couch beside her. She patted his hand. "Everybody cares about this story, Arlene. I've never seen anything like it. I've never seen people mobilize over one story like this."
"It's not a story, Chris. It's happening. And we still don't know if he's going to be okay."
"I know. I'm sorry. That's just the way I talk."
"I can't talk to all of them. It's too much."
"I know, Arlene. I know. Look, you don't have to talk to anybody. but that Citizen of the Month segment is going to run tomorrow, with an update, of course. If there's anything you want to say, I can get one cameraman in here. That's it. Me and one camera. You don't have to do it, but if there's something you want to tell the public about this, they really want to hear from you. She sat up, wiped her eyes, and sniffled. Like what? I don't know. Anything you want to say? Well, I could just say there's a vigil tomorrow in front of City Hall. We thought maybe even a candlelight march after. You know, if people are interested. If there are people out there who care about Trevor and want him to pull through, they can come and bring a candle. That sort of thing. Yeah, that'd be great. Chris felt tears forming, threatening just behind his eyes. I'll go get a cameraman.